very much for that story. Coming next to the stage, this dude hasn't done the show since, man, 2012, I think. So stoked to have him back. A friend of mine, Beck, we both lived in the south suburbs. Now we're both in the city. Guys, change can't happen. It's a wonderful thing. Please welcome Mikal Galladay. Galladay!
Yeah.
What's up, man? What's up, man?
All right, so fitting with the theme, I wanted to tell a story about the scariest people in the world, other than Republicans. Goths. So there is a club in Chicago called Neo.
Yeah.
It's see, people know about it. It's a goth club. Now, I first went there a couple of years back. Didn't really know what to expect. I was expecting industrial music, dark, gritty kind of place. And that's exactly what it was. You had to go down the alley to get in there, go down a flight of stairs. There's like industrial music playing. It's all dark and moody. The bathroom is like safely dirty. Basically, it's like a set of a Blade movie towards the beginning where he had to go in and like rough up some vampires, get some info about the bigger, badder vampire. And the first time I went, I didn't really know what to expect. And I ended up being kind of fascinated by what I saw. There's like, everyone there is a character. Like, there was, like, some dude who looked like Uncle Jesse, and he danced. Like, everybody has their own dance. Everyone. And he danced. Like, he, like, kind of pranced around, but every move went back to slicking back his perfectly coiffed hair. And there was, like, this dude I call Wolf Boy because he dressed like a character from Streets of Rage, but he, like, all his moves were, like, wolf-based. He, like, had, like, he's, like, baring his teeth, and he had claws, and I'm like, all right, I don't get your aesthetic, but it's cool, man. And then there was this guy who I call the Mad Conductor. It was like a guy who clearly just came from work, and this was the place he went to just, like, release all the fucking stress of the day. So he just stood in the back of the club, and he was, like, guiding, like, the most intense symphony ever. His hands are going nuts, and he's, like, running his hands through his hair. It was fucking awesome, honestly. And then there was, like, Mr. Cash. Tall, old guy, dressed in all black with a cowboy hat. He kind of moved like he was doing Tai Chi, but his own made-up Tai Chi. And, you know, the first time I went, it was pretty fun, like, for people watching experience. But, like, you know, after a while, I kind of got fascinated by it because it's like, yo, these people are expressing themselves better than most other people around. They're like, they know who they are, and they know what they want to do, and they're fucking doing it. It was great. So the next year, I go back, and I witnessed the most magical thing in fucking existence, honestly. So me and my buddy right here, Ernst, we get there a little early. The rest of our group isn't there yet. So we're sitting on this, like, funky U-shaped couch, and no one's dancing. Everybody's just kind of doing their own thing. Then suddenly this dude appears. He's, like, 6'8", or he might be shorter. I'm a short guy, so I might be exaggerating height. I don't know. But, he was clearly the boss vampire. He's the guy that Blade would have totally had to fuck up to get the info. And again, nobody's dancing. He gets in the middle of the floor and he starts going at it. Like, he's dancing as if the concept of dance killed his family, and the only and the only way to get revenge is to beat dance at its own game. He's going nuts for like a solid 5 minutes by himself. Like some weird reverse Moses shit. The entire floor swarms and floods in. Everybody's just going nuts all of a sudden. And me and Ernst are sitting like, okay, what? And then while this is going on, the crowd parts a little bit. He walks over to the U-shaped couch we're sitting on. He sits at like the bottom. He goes to the bottom of the U. And in one motion, he spins around, sits down, puts his hands on his knees, and just watches the floor. Like a predator waiting for like the correct moment to strike dance once again. And about 10 minutes, I guess his jam comes on. Because this dude, and I shit you not, he dive rolls back onto the dance floor and stands up and extends his hands and spins around, then proceeds to fuck shit up all over again. Then he leaves. Like, this dude set the party off and just got the fuck out. And we're sitting there like, no one's going to believe we just saw that. And I still don't think everybody else does. It was the greatest night of my life.
Yeah. Welcome back. Thank you. Where is Nia? Where is this called?
Oh, now it's in Wicker Park. It's in a debonair social club.
Oh, nice. What are you guys doing after the show tonight?
I don't know, man. The king's not there. I really don't know.
Yeah, you gotta go meet the boss now, right? Pay respects.